Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are with Discovery Southeast, outdoor education for kids, teacher training, among other things, and a bookstore at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie Ellison and Sean Isley.
Thanks. Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
All right. We haven't heard from Discovery Southeast in a little while. Are you still taking kids out and checking out the nature of Southeast Alaska?
Yeah, we've been busy. We've got a lot going on. Most people know us for our nature studies programs, where we do hands-on outdoor science lessons for all of the elementary grades. We do that all seasons of the year, fall, winter, and spring. And so that's been going full speed ahead. We had courses out just this week, of course. We were doing snow studies behind Gaston Elementary.
Fun.
So great time to be doing that.
And in full disclosure, I worked for Discovery Southeast for a long time, fully support outdoor education for kids. But why is getting kids outside important, Sean?
Well, you know, one way to think about it is we teach a lot of things to kids, and I think it's kind of easy to sometimes we overlook just teaching them to be humans. And when you think about this natural world, we are the human, the natural part of the world, and we want to teach kids to be a part of that. Kids have, I think studies say, like 7 hours a day in front of screens, and certainly it's important to be computer literate, but I think we also need to teach them how to be in touch with the natural world, how to be in touch with each other, and grow up to be happy, healthy humans.
Okay. And they should probably be reading too, right, Anne-Marie?
They should. They should be reading.
Tell us about the bookstore at the Visitor Center.
Sure. So Discovery Southeast runs the bookstore at the Visitor Center. It's a partnership that has been going on with the Forest Service since 2017. It's been amazing and wonderful. Actually, the bookstore was responsible for a big boost in Discovery Southeast programming last year. Sean said we're now in all grades. Previously, it was 3rd through 5th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to add K-2 after just 1 year of the bookstore. So that's been kind of amazing. It also allows us to connect to the community in a completely different way out at the Glacier, not just kids, but all ages. So
cool. Tell us about some of the titles we might find in your store.
Oh, so we've got, you know, all the classics that a traveler would want, you know, Call of the Wild and Romeo and things like that. But then we've got all these great naturalists who've provided just dozens of titles here in Juneau, Bob Armstrong, Richard Carstensen. They have all these incredible books that are specifically about this area and are just incredible wealth of knowledge. Life around Mendenhall, The nature of Southeast Alaska. There's just endless titles.
My favorite recently has been Singer in the Stream. That's Kathy Hawker and Mary Wilson, two local naturalists.
You did find that one on my shelf the other day.
Along with Scott Burton as an outstanding naturalist in Discovery Southeast history. Kathy Hawker was another outstanding naturalist, so thrilled to see their books.
Yeah. We actually have an adult American Dipper book and a kids American Dipper book. And they're both phenomenal sources.
Yeah, I was going to ask you age range of books.
We have everything. We have board books for babies, and we have, you know, totally incredibly hard ethnographies to read that are just historical accounts. We've got everything for everyone. We kind of have a little bit of everything. Obviously, we're going to focus on Mendenhall and the immediate area and ecology, but we also have some native culture books. We have some history books. Like I said, we have those kind of classic literature books that people come looking for when they're traveling through. So we have a super wide range. And then we also have a ton of gifts and local art that we really feature. Putting an emphasis on local authors and local artists was really important to us when we took over this project. And so we really are proud of the line that we've created and using local products, local authors, local art to support local programs.
How did this bookstore come to be in the first place? Is that a question for you or Sean?
So the bookstore has always existed. And anytime you go to a public land and there's a bookstore, that is not going to be run by the federal agency that is there. It's usually a partner organization of some kind. A lot of times those nonprofits are created just as a partner organization. Mendenhall and the Tongass was actually looking for a new partner, and they specifically sought out an already existing nonprofit that was already connected to the community. That was really important to John Neary at Mendenhall Visitor Center, and that was when he sought out Discovery Southeast.
Okay. Very interesting. If somebody wanted to go out and buy a book, mm-hmm. like The Nature of Southeast Alaska by Richard Carstensen, sure. say as soon as possible, when can they do that?
Sure. So we're open in the winter, Friday through Sunday, 10 to 4. Right now we're doing we're also open for the fireside lectures on Friday evenings as well. The only time we close during the entire year is for the month of April, and that's the whole visitor center closes for prepping for the season. And obviously we have different hours in the summer. We're open 8 to 7:30 in the summer every day.
What would you say are a couple of your best sellers right now?
Right now? Man, it's all over the place because I've got this art show right now. And so a lot of that is bringing in different people. They're looking at different products. And I have new things. So people are kind of excited, especially the locals when they get to see new things. They're not seeing the same thing every day. So there's a lot of art selling right now, actually.
Very cool. And when a tourist comes in and is looking for something, what might be one of your first recommendations?
Oh, we sell a lot of T-shirts, and almost all of our T-shirts are local designs. We sell a lot of – Bill Spear did a wonderful image for us that we put on everything from keychains to koozies to sweatshirts to T-shirts. That's really popular. A lot of times they're – going to the glacier on their way to a whale tour, they're not even going to get downtown, so we're their one-stop shop. So we really want to get that nature interp aspect, but sometimes they need that keychain. They need that, you know, they need that trinket. So we try to at least put that local art aspect into the product when we can.
Got it. And you said you've sort of been partnering with Fireside Lectures. Is that right? Or at least being open while they're...
Yeah, so we are a constant partner with the Forest Service. My office is at the Visitor Center, so I'm with the Forest Service every day. And this, you know, the Fireside Lectures have been happening for years, and one of the rangers was really interested in starting a winter art show that could focus or could highlight local artists that we can't necessarily put in the store all the time. And so we were finally able to make that happen, and we kind of did it coinciding with the lectures. So we chose subjects each month that are based or related to some of the lectures during that month. And it's been really cool. It's been really nice to see the public's response. We've gotten some really awesome art and brought in some new people that we don't usually get to see out there.
And who's up right now?
So right now it's a variety of artists every month, but okay. The theme this month is salmon forest. So there's a lot of critters that kind of feed off of that ecosystem. So there's images of bears. There's a really cool painting that Christine Kleinheitz did of a salmon life cycle. So it goes all the way from the egg to the spawning salmon. We have a dozen artists right now in this show. And then next month we'll get to see winged things, lesser known winged things of Alaska.
So interesting. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show we get to meet Linnea Pearson. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Yeah.
Fireside lecture is titled Growing Up on Ice, How Seal Pups Thrive in Antarctica.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting. It's the one lecture this month that doesn't quite fit our art show theme, but I'm excited about it. I don't know anything about that species of seal, and I'm pretty stoked. She's done incredible work in her career, so.
All right, that's Anne-Marie Ellison. She's the bookstore manager out at the Glacier Visitor Center. Go see her Friday through Sunday from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably in the summer, a lot more than that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 8 to 7:30 every day in the summer.
All right. Sean Isley, what's new with Discovery Southeast? What should we look forward to?
Well, mark your calendar for March 30th. We'll have our annual award banquet and auction that evening at the Jack. Tickets aren't quite available yet, but we should be putting those out in the next week or two. And then registration is going on right now for our Discovery Days and Spring Break Camp. So that's day camp opportunities for 2nd through 6th graders. And I think it's March 1st is one of the Discovery Days, and then all of Spring Break Camp. And then we have Juno Nature Seminars, which are professional development for teachers, but they're also open to the community at large. So anybody who wants to go out and kind of do an in-depth geek out on natural areas with Richard Carstensen and Steve Murley can do that. We have 3 this year, and one is coming up quick. I think it's the evenings – or it's 2 evenings and 2 weekend days, March 2nd, 3rd, 5th, and 6th. All of those things, Spring Break Camp, Juno Nature Seminars, you can register for at discoverysoutheast.org.
Okay. Discoverysoutheast.org. That was Sean Isley. He's the executive director of Discovery Southeast. We are also speaking with Anne-Marie Ellison, the bookstore manager of the Discovery Southeast bookstore at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. Great talking to you both. Anything else we need to let our listeners know?
Yeah, we are currently taking applications for our summer positions at the Glacier. So I'm hiring retail clerks and assistant managers, and they can find all that information on the Discovery Southeast website as well, discoverysoutheast.org. We employ all ages. We've had employees as young as 14. So we get a lot of local kids that have been through our programs. All are welcome.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy.